Hey everyone, welcome back to Stay Positive. Hope you guys are still hanging in there. I had a fun tip to throw out there at the top of the episode. This one's not an ad, but I was mentioning this to a friend and realized maybe not everyone knows about how you can rent audiobooks from your local library via an app like Overdrive. That's the one I use. I think there might be others out there, but basically if you have your library card on you, or you can get like a digital library card, typically online, I think for most public libraries out there, you can just type that into your Overdrive app and then voila, you can basically rent any audiobook that's available. Let's get right into today's guest. I'm very excited. This guest is a comedian. You might have seen her on Jimmy Kimmel, or she recently did the CBS showcase for comedy. So yeah, she's amazing. Check her out. And this is comedian Danielle Perez. And I love your lovely, colorful backdrop. This is definitely the most set-designed person I've ever interviewed.
That's because my amazing roommate, Giance, set-designed it for me.
Oh, wow.
I was creating content.
Yes, it's
even
really
in a pandemic.
Great. Good.
No, I'm really lucky. Both my roommates are filmmakers, so Pat shot me with his camera, and G created this little influencer
Ooh.
Background.
So yeah, it's great.
It
so much
like
to look at.
I have a nice home. I mean, I can show you the reality, but it's bad.
I mean, if you're ready, you know, but for now I can just believe that you live in like a colorful space with like a cute little pink Polaroid camera and some nail polish and
I use all the time, right?
Yeah.
It's not like these are my reality.
Very natural. Oh yeah, I was admiring your nails earlier. I feel like I
how I tell time now, just the grow out.
So, okay, that's what's going on.
That's what's happening.
I mean, you know, it could be the style. You're just more about the tips, not about the base, you know?
It's like, I'm sorry, Meghan Trainor, we're about the tips, not the
right,
base.
Right,
right,
that that's
trouble.
What that song was definitely about. Big fan. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I feel like there's so many things that, you know, we're learning. We don't need to have perfect nails or really do much beyond just hanging at home.
Yeah. I'm wearing leggings today, which
is huge.
I showered.
It's big.
I'm trying.
Congrats. That's great. Your hair looks
very
clean.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. My hair looks, it's really, so you know me, I'm always with a blowout. This is like, my hair is naturally very curly.
Cool.
It's a lot of hair. It's a lot to work with. And so I'm getting to know my natural hair in quarantine. And it's been a journey. It's like this new person that I haven't interacted a lot with. They are moody.
Right, right, right.
Take up a lot of space.
Yeah, yeah.
So I started it. I'm like, well, I've got the time and I'm going to be here for a while. So I started this. There's a whole Reddit called Curly Girl Hair. And it's all about hair care for women with curly hair, women and men, whoever, any kind of person. But they have like this method. There is like a multi-page list of approved products.
Oh, wow. Endorsement.
And even one for international curly hairs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's a pretty wild. So they're very particular about the method and technique.
Cool.
So I'm still waiting for it to dry. Still.
Sweet. See how that kind of plays out, I guess. Well, so are you like contributing as well? Is it mainly like you're reading people's posts or?
Yeah, I'm reading because I'm new to it. Like you have to kind of start in a very specific way. You do
right.
Like a really deep wash with a shampoo that does have sulfates.
Oh, interesting.
Because, you know, like shampoo now, sulfate free is like,
I do see a lot of that advertised. Yeah. People are like, no sulfates in here. I'm like, all right. Didn't know they were in there anyway, but.
Sulfates are in there. They're abundant. The thing is, okay, and this is chemistry. And I am not a chemistry major, but sulfates are the only thing that can like clean and strip away silicones.
Oh, okay.
And so if like your hair care product, a lot of just product has silicone. So if we want to start with a clean base, we got to do that sulfate heavy wash and then
never do it
again.
Oh, okay.
And then from there on out, it's like sulfate free and silicone free.
Exciting. Wow. Yeah, because I think I have silicones in like, this thing like... that I put. No, I mean, listen, these are things we have to learn now because we don't have people who are experts to help us.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I didn't go to school for this. I'm not a nail technician. I'm not a beautician. I don't have the training. I have infinite time, but I don't have infinite skill.
Well, we have to now, I guess we have to be our own like small town in our own homes, you know, like we have to be the doctor,
the baker, the butcher,
the
eggmonger. Yeah. We're all
exactly.
I am baking bread. I got a kitchen
so,
mixer.
You know.
I broke down.
Oh, you did?
I did, but I got it at a
really good
price.
Wait, what? A KitchenAid? That's like the nice one, right?
The KitchenAid. Well, I mean, I feel like it's the
standard,
it's the,
like
the one you see that's really pretty,
good for kitchens,
good for kitchens. Hence, KitchenAid.
KitchenAid. And
she's white. Her name is Karen.
does she? Where does she land in the Karen debate? Hopefully, on the right side. You know, it's good to have appliances with good politics.
Her name is Karen, and she doesn't think her name is a slur.
Good. You know. She's one of the good ones, I think. That's what I'm hearing.
She will not refer to herself as a good one. She will use her privilege to
uplift
She's other voices.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Wow, yeah. Get this KitchenAid. Her own Twitter handle. So does she...
oh, my God.
What, so you've made bread with her.
I have. I've made multiple focaccia loaves.
Wow.
With rosemary and red onion. I've made, apparently, Macaroni Grill is known for their rosemary bread. People really fuck heavy with their rosemary bread.
That sounds great. Mm-hmm.
And I made some of that. I found a dupe recipe. And then I made this, like, insane loaf. I was mad at it by the end of it because it was so labor intensive. But it is, like, this really decoratively shaped loaf that has... olives, garlic, Parmesan cheese, and some dried tomatoes.
That's
really
intricate.
Fucking tasty. Ooh. It is intricate. And then there's like a whole, you have to like scatter it across the loaf, roll it up, then cut it, then shape it in this weird S that's a figure eight. I was so mad at the spread when I was done. I was like, this is so much work.
Yeah. And then did it come out like an eight, or was that just part of the process?
I can show you the picture of what it's supposed to come out. It came out like a sloppy S.
Nice.
You know, just like a lazy S.
That's what they call me, you know. Yeah, yeah, that's great.
Easy A and lazy S.
Great. Sounds like my kind of bread. But that's like intense. I feel like I still haven't gotten into the baking thing. I did buy a hand mixer, but just like a it's an immersion blender.
Immersion blender?
Yeah, that doubles as like a mixer too, but it's just like one little whisk guy. Because you can like change out the bottom.
Yeah, okay.
But it's like a motor.
Got it.
You can put the whisk on.
I have an immersion blender.
Oh, yeah.
I like
those. I haven't used mine yet for blending. I use it as a whisk, but I hear it's good for soups.
What have you been whisking up?
Well, listen, no, I just made a really disgusting pancake. I was trying to get a recipe, you know, I got an inspiration from a friend when she was like, oh, there's these things called like souffle pancakes that stacked really high. And so I was like, okay, awesome. So I got like really into it one morning and I didn't have like baking powder. So that's the one. Maybe I needed
that.
Because then I went through that. I went through the whole thing and then I was like, they came out like scrambled eggs. It was still delicious, but it looked terrible. And, you know, it wasn't a circle. And yeah, it was just like it was a laugh, but I still ate
it.
Like, is it
a pancake? I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, we're all on board with that. But I use a whisk. So, you know, I had to break it in somehow. And then hopefully, you know, I'll get baking powder someday.
Get the baking powder.
Yeah.
We can get you some baking powder. Actually, the first loaf I made in my stand mixer was a focaccia. And I was getting really impatient with the yeast. Like, I had gotten active dry yeast. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, texting with my friend who loves to bake, a very experienced baker. And I'm like, is it fine? And I took a picture. And then I just didn't even wait for her to respond. I was like, it's fine. And then I just like kept at it anyway. And she's like, give it 15 more minutes. I was already started adding other things in. Like I would ask her for questions. Like, is this right? And then she would respond. But I had already just barreled through to the next step. I was like, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would do as well. Like, you know, nobody has time. Yeah, you're already in baking mode. I just want to
use it.
I know. What are you going to do? I know. What are you going to do? Let it just, you know, wait till the perfect moment? You don't got time for that.
You got to use it.
You get excited.
Make soup with the immersion blender. I like to, Martha Stewart has a really easy and delicious tomato basil soup.
Ooh.
Very simple. All you need is butter, onions, salt and pepper, and cans of whole plum tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
And a little basil, maybe a little cream if you're feeling adventurous, and chicken stock.
Okay.
And it's very easy.
That's all manageable
and it's so good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'll send it to you.
I'm definitely looking for, soup, thanks. Soup recipes, I feel like, because, you know, it is getting warmer now, but I feel like just anything that I can try that's not my usual, you know, I have some go-tos, but they've gotten tired because that's all we're doing these days.
All we're doing. We're
can't
just
splice
doing
it up with a little
over and over.
Yeah.
It's like on an
the
endless
meaning
loop.
Exactly. I can only make lemon chicken pilaf so many times, but I do love
it. Delicious.
It's good, you know. It was one of those, you know, things. I always have chicken and rice around, and like as long as I have lemons and stuff, you know.
That's wonderful. It's doable. I have a lemon tree.
Oh, nice.
Lemons. I got a lemon tree.
We actually do have a lemon tree now. Which is a new development.
Guys got a tree?
Well, so we kind of moved recently. So I wasn't always here until maybe like January. And then our place has a tree, which is
good.
You moved
right on time. That lemon tree.
But isn't it such a luxury now? Now we know the bounty of having your own fruit, apparently.
Yeah. I'm trying to regrow things in water.
Oh, yes.
Like green
a little
onions,
hydroponics. Oh,
leeks.
Yes. Leeks, that's big. I haven't.
They are big. My leeks are doing okay. They're coming along. They're leeks are just very big vegetables. That was ambitious, I think, of me. But they're doing all right.
Big risk, big reward, you know? You'll have leeks for days.
I got excited. I was like, my roommate was like, you can grow garlic in water. I was like, really?
Really?
And then I looked it up online. We watched a YouTube video and we're like, oh, this is easy. You just put it in the water. Look at them. That's great. And then the man goes, and then you put it in the dirt and you cover it with dirt and you wait 6 to 7 months. And I was like, I'm out. Absolutely not. No, thank you.
6 to 7 months. That's adorable.
I was like, that's hilarious that you think I'm going to water this thing every day.
Wow. Yeah.
6 to 7 months.
For like one.
And then for like a bulb. You gotta be joking.
Oh, wow. Yes. You know. So we learn about how agriculture actually works. And
it's then
fascinating.
Laughed.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's ambitious. I mean, I respect it. My sister does a lot of gardening, but
really?
And it's a lot. It's a lot. She actually just told me today that a bird ate her big blueberry that she's really waiting on. So it's a heartbreak sometimes, you know? Imagine growing that garlic for 6 to 7 months and then some gopher comes by and gobbles it up.
I couldn't. I would be like Faye Dunaway in Mommy Dearest.
I
just
can
screaming
imagine.
And going, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the dirt.
Like, yes. I mean,
losing my mind. Like, bring me the axe, Christina. Bring me. Like, just destroying my raised beds with an axe. Just live it.
I would hand you that axe. Yeah, that's fair. That's definitely that's the only way to respond, I think. In a normal way.
And just put like a sign, like gophers will be shot on site.
Oh, yeah. Those guys, they're crazy.
Nature's getting really bold right now. I think.
You're right.
I think nature's.
Have you seen any?
We got it. It's your time. You're thriving.
We can.
The Mother Earth said, hot girl summer for me. Just out here wilding.
That's true. At least somebody's going to have it. Have you seen any crazy wildlife through the window? I don't know how.
I've been seeing eagles. Like, wow. Just flying. And I'm like, okay, all right.
We get it.
Show up. We're in America. Yeah. Just taking to the sky.
Wow. Okay. Birds of prey, you know. You gotta,
birds of prey is out here. Coyotes, just, you know, just walking the streets. They're hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had like a lot of crows and stuff, I think, which are always very spooky. I always feel like
crows are very
smart.
It's
this time for the horror movie to begin.
They remember faces.
Oof, facial recognition birds. It's not okay. but yeah, you know, so, you know, aside from quarantine fun, I guess I want to get into you. And I mean, the fact that, we met as brainstormers, writers on a cool...
A brain trust.
Yeah, the brain zone, the room of Shark Tank, I don't know, think tank. Whatever it's called, for Jamie Lee's upcoming Netflix show that will hopefully come out at some point. I don't know.
Yeah.
Reality show. I don't know. It has to do with stuff. Unscripted. Yeah. Except for, you know, they still need
writers.
Except
for the stuff that we wrote, you know, the ideas we came up with.
Exactly. You know, word for word. But yeah, I mean, and you're obviously a stand-up comedian, so we know each other through that as well. But how are you? I mean, it kind of goes back to quarantine stuff. But what do you like about comedy? What about now is kind of either helping you through that is comedy or reviving your faith in comedy?
Things that are reviving my faith in comedy, honestly.
If at all.
Right. I don't know. Just seeing like my friends have fun on the internet. I feel like we're in a funny place because like both of us are stand-ups, right? And that's like such a specific kind of art form, and it like happens in real life in public in spaces where people gather, and you have that immediate feedback and audience reaction, and you play with the tension in the room and the people in the room, and that all leads to what's happening on stage. And virtually shows are very different. It's just a very different experience. It's not stand up the way like I remember stand up, which is fine. It's its own thing. But I feel like stand ups can be very stuck up about comedy. Mm-hmm. You know, we can be very like, well, that's great. They do sketches, but they're not a stand up. Well, you know, she's really more of an improviser.
Trying to really split hairs, and
it's like, well, you know, she just like writes on TV. She's not like really a stand up. They like just booked her because she like writes on that show. Like, you know, so
I feel like that's a huge thing you hear
stand up energy. Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing now a lot of my friends just take risks with the internet and be funny and silly and just have fun and create like silly dumb videos and TikToks, and they're not being so precious about the art form.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think before, like if you were going to do a web series or take the time to like make a sketch, like there was a lot of you're very precious about it because it's, well, it's going out on the internet. The internet's forever and people are going to see it and judge me based on this thing. And so it has to be perfect. And now it's like, we're all in quarantine. Everyone's just trying to blow off steam and have fun and fuck it. I have an iPhone and a million hours to myself in my room.
Right.
I'll just make something that amuses me. And I find it amusing as well.
Yeah, no, that's so true. I feel like the whole excuse that's like, oh, well, I don't do that is like out the window, because obviously you got to do something if you want to have that outlet. And now at least there's sort of a safety net of like, well, I had to do it. So sorry, it wasn't 100% perfect. But
yeah, I think like everyone kind of just, I feel like there's like a collective like grace period or like curve that we're like ingesting content with that is made right now, where it's like, well, we know, like, you're by yourself, you're in your house. Ah, fuck it. Like, we're just making stuff. We're just truly making stuff because we need to, and there aren't any other options left.
Right. Yeah, I really have gotten into watching a lot of TikToks and stuff.
Oh yeah.
As much as, like, you know, still learning, like, I haven't really gotten into making them because I think it's still kind of like, oh, I don't know what I do, you know, I'll throw up something here and there. But really, like, watching them is kind of fun because it's such a, I'm like, man, people are funny, like, people out there, like, everywhere. Yeah. And like, you got some, you know, all sorts of, I guess you're getting fed what you like watching. So I feel like a lot of the things I'm getting are like silly, and, you know, I like that kind of stupid stuff where there's a twist or whatever, and then it keeps you watching. So then you're like, okay, I watched the whole thing and gave you a view, you know. But I also am, yeah, I'm impressed with like how creative people are given just like, you know, your front facing camera, and you can add a sound or not or whatever. Yeah. But it's kind of, it's cool.
It and does, like, all the, like, you know, silly challenges and stuff, you know, like the Megan Thee Stallion dance, and then that woman who did the Carole Baskin one.
What is that?
As
one?
Joe Exotic.
Oh, wow.
She's like, okay. Carole Baskin.
Oh,
killed her
husband. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I have seen that. I was like, this is just
don't
meshing
tell me
so many
it
trends.
Didn't happen.
Classic. Did you watch all of Tiger King?
Oh my God, obsessed. Still thinking about it.
It lived up to the hype. I was like, you know, truly. I mean, you know, there's a certain part of me that with all the content that's out, it's like, okay, I mean, are we just bored or is it really good? And then it's like, oh, this was good television.
It's such good television. And I feel like it was like the perfect, like, early quarantine show, because it was, I feel like the only thing that could truly live up to how insane the times we're living in are, that it could just take my mind away from that.
Sure. Very escapist.
You know, like, I could freak out about how insane these people are in this ecosystem of like exotic tiger and animal rings and farming is.
That's so true. It was very, you know, like, everything I watched for a minute there was sort of like, I mean, this is like, sure, they've got those problems, but like, we got problems too, you know, like, they don't even know what the world's gonna be like. But then that one was just like, whoa, this is not even near like this planet,
right? Yeah, it's like, this isn't real. Like these people, this is,
yeah, I don't know what's going, like, on over there, so, but like, do they, like, even know?
Gay people, like, polygamy, amputations, like, just
right, yeah, there was
husbands
just
disappearing.
Outside of the big cats,
it was much like Florida cults, just so insane.
Yeah, a lot packed into one, you know, a few characters.
Truly,
but yeah, and it also made me feel like, as you know, creating stuff, it's also like, I don't know if we need to write anything else, because I think real life might have covered it.
Real life might be enough. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I know you really love reality shows and things like that, because we kind of talked a little bit about it back when we were, you know, right, unscripting one. Not scripting it. No. But yeah, and the fact that, I mean, I know you talked about 90 Day Fiancé. Is that correct?
Oh, is that one that you like? I like 90. Well, I need to watch the new season because
I haven't seen it either.
Have you seen the, like, images, though, of this guy named, like, I think, like, Big Ed or something?
You know,
he doesn't have a neck.
Oh, no. I saw a TikTok about him, and I just didn't know who that was. But then I saw the hashtag 90 Day Fiancé, so it's
like
the
stringy hair.
Interesting.
He looks like, you know, like, the egg, that, like, Sanrio egg that is lazy?
Gudetama? Yes. No, I have two stuffed Gudetamas in the other room right there. Big fan. Huge fan. Lazy egg.
Huge fan.
Big fan. You got it. I would say one fun fact about Gudetama, like, probably only maybe a couple weeks before, you know, LA started locking down, Gudetama had like a big meet and greet, like, in Little Tokyo. And, you know, I was like jokingly with my friends, like, we should go to this. You can meet the creator. You can buy discounted items. You can meet a Gudetama in like a suit. And we went and there was a line all the way, like 3 hour line. We couldn't even get in. It was like, wow. Okay, maybe we'll just go eat dinner because this is unmanageable. That's how popular that dang thing is.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah.
And, you know, and then, you know, we can't do anything like that anymore, but those were the times, you know, gathering for Gude.
That was a time and place, man. That, like, hearing that line and how big it was, that, like, stresses me out.
Sure. Now the lines are for testing, apparently. You know, groceries, the other Gudetama, Costco.
Yeah. Gotta get them.
But Big Ed looks like Gudetama. That's quite a compliment.
Like, when Gudetama's just, like, in his, like, egg white and just like that. Like, you know what I mean? Kind of it's, like, a specific kind of
coming out.
Yeah, but Big Ed is fascinating. Horrifying. Yeah. He, his fiance is from, I think, the Philippines. Mm. And, they have sex the first night, which horrifying. He in the camera interview, he goes, you know, she was a little shy at first, but then she had some champagne. She really liked the champagne. It's like, oh my god.
Uh-oh.
Yikes.
Did we just...
So they show them in the morning in bed. Oh, wow. And he's like cutting to the interview, like, last night was amazing, like, we did it, you know, like, he's just like such a creep and gross. And then he looks at his fiance and goes, your legs look like mine. And she just looks at him blanky. He's like, if I have just a request, could you shave your legs?
And it's this toad
of a man, this no-neck, stringy-haired toad of a man.
I mean, I expect no less
from Big Ed. It was, like, unbelievable. It, like, blew my mind. And then she just was looking at him like, no. And he's like...
Jeesh. Deal breaker! Yeah, she could deal with the stringy hair. She could deal with the no neck, but don't tell her to change her body.
It truly was. It blew. I was like, this man, just all the like.
Right. I mean, they exist. That's crazy.
90 Day Fiancé, man. So I got to catch up with Big Ed.
Sure.
I mean, he's crazy. But he apparently goes to the Philippines and he doesn't do well. He does not do well out there.
Good. I think, yeah, that's the real test. I guess it's a, I don't know. What is it about reality shows that you think you're drawn to?
I think I'm drawn to, people trying to present themselves as something that they clearly are not. Do you know what I mean? Like with Real Housewives, up until Beverly Hills, like Beverly Hills was like kind of the first really like, well, they're actually really rich. But even still, there are some Real Housewives on Beverly Hills and aren't that rich. But, you know, there's this like artifice that... My lifestyle. Right. Of course. Like, these are people that are so delusional that they are impressive just for existing.
Yeah.
But it's, like, usually people that are of that, like, of real means like that are not trying to do reality TV.
Sure. That's, yeah. It's a certain specific kind of, like, person... lifestyle type, but I never really thought about that aspect of it, of like kind of seeing the facade for what it is. And I know when we were working together, like, you had a good eye for, you know, some of these people who they cast who are like real people, and kind of deciphering, like, a huge part of that world is really deciphering, like, okay, this is what they're trying to say in their video to camera when they're like, hi, I'm so-and-so, you know, like, it's like, okay. And then really deciphering, like, okay, but probably what they're trying to do is, you know, boost their music career or something like that. Like, that's, I was a big Bachelor, Bachelorette person for a while, even though this past season, I was so, like, ugh, it was just, like, so, like, you know, frustrating, kind of the way that they drag you along, and the guy was terrible, and it was just a disaster.
What's the appeal about the Bachelor, Bachelorette? Because that's one that I, and granted, I tried watching it a long time ago, and I was like, this is... I don't like it.
Yeah, no, and I kind of agree with you because it felt like it wasted my life when I was watching it. But yeah, I've been kind of, I watched it quite, you know, kind of, I think I saw like the first season when it first came out. It's obviously evolved a lot since then, and there's been like 50,000 seasons. But man, I think the appeal is, you know, I get to kind of tell myself, because, you know, a few friends who watch it too, we get to kind of tell ourselves, oh, we're watching it ironically. We're not you know, we know this is a reality show. They don't actually believe in love. These are all like, yeah, they're all like 23-year-olds with Instagrams. And the way that it's turned into, you know, a such a pipeline for Instagram influencers. So, you know, you can kind of tell, okay, she's really beautiful, so she can probably turn this into like selling clothing or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of
that. Follow her for a Fashion Nova discount code.
Yes, yeah. Hashtag, yeah. And so I think that's kind of part of the fun is like, okay, is this person here for the right reasons?
Yeah, classic I love line. That. Are they here for the right reasons? And it's like they're on reality TV. No one's here for the right reasons.
Honestly, if they're there for the right reasons, that's psychotic, you know?
That's insane. This is terrible. Get out.
Right, that's not the right way ever to find love. Like, that's a real roundabout way. And you'll end up probably, you know, getting sucked into a terrible situation. So anyway, yeah, I would say there's a little bit of the trying to decipher who's the bad guy in that drama, but they do, you know, and I appreciate their funny edits where they'll show, you know, someone crying and then they cut to the other guy and see how they're reacting and things like that, and I love that.
The guy's just like music. Deciding between an apple and an orange, like
yeah literally he's like, oh,
woman is sobbing,
so, yeah it's like they only ever see each other maybe like 1 or 2 days out of the week, and maybe not at
Sarah,
all.
Can I steal you away?
Can I steal
you away for a
moment?
You
would do great on it. You already know the terminology and the language. That's a big thing. Yes. Can I steal away? Oh, actually, can we have 2 more minutes? Oh, but I haven't, you know, it's like all that. Mm-hmm. And also, I watch The Bachelorette and Bachelor, right? So it is fun to see the differences of how men are, you know, behave in that situation versus women, and you know,
what's
and it's
the
not
difference?
Always, you know, I mean, what's there's the not big... a huge difference, but I think the like men, there's some precedent, I think, also with The Bachelor that like there have been bachelors in the past that have just been villainized because they're assholes,
yeah.
So I think
yeah.
there's a lot of them being like, I like being so bland because they can't say anything, but they're also probably not, they don't probably don't have much
Are they
to
that
say.
Smart.
No. I mean, yeah, I think
much to say.
They're trying to say things like, oh, I totally understand. But they have nothing to like contribute to the conversation other than like saying what they think they should say. So there's a lot of that. But I mean, for the most part, everybody's just a terrible person. So that's my summary.
Love is Blind?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Love is Blind is worth it.
Oh, really?
It's on Netflix. Uh-huh. It's only, I want to say, like 4 or 6 episodes.
Oh, okay. That's pretty manageable.
It's so, I mean, it is psychotic.
Oh,
it's actually, like, they keep calling it the experiment.
It is, I guess.
The great experiment where they don't let people see each other until they get engaged. Like,
wow.
They have to get engaged sight unseen. Just by communicating in pods, it is nuts and honestly worth every single moment. It's bananas. You will enjoy it. Because that is also one of the shows that like, oh, this is just, now we're just fucking with people, right? This is totally the producers pulling strings to make like, this show happen.
Sure.
Versus like people signing up to present themselves as.
Right. No, that's important. Yeah. It's fun to, I think, see the, like, appreciate the production at work. You're like, wow, really puppet masters here that, that have found themselves in an interesting situation. Yeah, and then I know the Too Hot to Handle is the other one that's
Oh
recently hit the
yeah.
Netflix airwaves. I haven't seen that either, but
I haven't seen that. I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of people talking about it on the internet. I saw people buzzing about the trailer.
Okay.
I don't know if it's worth it.
I mean, I won't watch anything anymore, honestly. I mean, I'll probably watch Love is Blind because you sold me on it, but
Yeah.
some of these
Yeah,
other
good.
things, it's like I can't
Yeah.
possibly
I'm
do
done.
it, even
I'm
though
okay.
you've
I'm
got
okay
time.
without
But
content for a while.
yes, yes.
I just want to watch TikTok and whatever sketches and videos my friends are putting out
Perfect.
on Twitter
That's
and
plenty.
Instagram. That's enough for me.
Yeah. I mean, TikTok can go on for hours, so it's plenty of
TikTok is
content.
wild.
But what were you? Sorry.
You just keep swiping up.
Sure. Exactly. Well, what I wanted to ask what you were filming because you have your beautiful set.
I was filming. My friend is a producer at a beauty channel on YouTube. So I did a little interview
Nice.
talking
That's
about. I'm not wearing makeup right now, but I don't know. A lot of people, I've heard a lot of people make jokes about like having a lot of Zoom-based body dysmorphia.
So we're forced to kind of really confront what we look like on camera.
Yeah, but like
Oops, I
I've
cut out a
been
bit there.
not really wearing makeup unless I have to like be on camera, like truly like shoot
Sure.
something like that. And I feel like I've made peace with my face a little bit more. I was like, oh, this is like just what I look like.
Yeah,
Instead of just
it's great.
cringing at it and apologizing for it all the time, like, oh, I'm so sorry. You're looking at Ed. Like,
No, not at all.
it's like, oh, this
That's,
is just what I look like. That's okay. That's good enough.
yeah, of course. I mean, that's the healthiest way to go about it. I feel like, yeah, I've definitely, I still Zoom in the morning for work, and I'm terrible, but I don't like to wake up early. So even something as early as, 9:30, I'm like, I'm gonna roll out of bed like right before.
Yeah.
I'll try to wash my face, da, da, da. But I took a shower in the morning the other day and I got on like right after it. And so I was just kind of like, I hadn't really brushed my hair. Or it was like, it was, but it
What?
was kind of just like, asymmetrical. There wasn't a lot going on. And I was like,
It's a
huh,
style.
I
It's a
guess,
look.
yeah. I was like, well, I appreciate my coworkers, just kind of rolling
You're
with this.
young, you're doing it, you know.
I don't think they really care, but who knows? But yes, it is totally fine. I mean, what do we expect? We're supposed to do hair and makeup every day
Yeah,
during this
that's not gonna
time. It's a lot.
happen.
But I do, I kind of miss the ritual, so I still put on makeup sometimes, and it's kind of
Ooh.
fun. I mean, I do it for podcast stuff, or I'll do it for like if I'm feeling like, oh, today it might be nice to like take a little break and do like lotion or so,
Yeah.
extra things, and that can be kind of
The
fun. It feels
skincare
like,
routine,
yeah,
slather it up in
gotta
lotions
do
and
it.
potions, serums.
Serums, yeah, learning about
Yeah.
serums and hyaluronic acid is a word that
Yes.
gets thrown around.
Okay, there's like
Don't know much about it.
AHAs,
Oh,
there's
HAs.
ABAs, there's all kinds of acids.
Cool. Yeah.
Glycolic acid,
Oh.
lactic acid, all good acids, all for the face.
Oh.
Can't be using all of them together, but you have, some are for the morning, some are for the night.
Beautiful.
Glycolic acid's nice.
Oh, really? Hmm.
Yeah.
I'll look into it. Yeah, I definitely the idea of putting acid on the
It's an
face is
exfoliant.
always oh,
It's
okay.
like a, if you use it in a cleanser, wow, okay. If you
Okay,
get
deep.
a cleanser with glycolic acid and you wash your face, it like also exfoliates because you don't want to exfoliate like what abrasively.
Oh,
Okay,
like with
remember that like
beads.
apricot like exfoliator thing that
Oh.
everyone had with like it was like really harsh, like it felt rocky and pebbly and people would just like scrub their face. It was like very
I missed that trend.
90s.
Okay,
Oh,
got it.
Sierra, your youth, it's like so refreshing. But let me
Yeah.
tell you,
Missed the
every
fun
girl who
times.
had like an LA looks like crispy bang in the 90s
Good.
fucked with this apricot.
I mean,
It's
maybe
like
we should bring it back.
a St. Ives apricot scrub, and we just scrub
Oh.
that on our faces, and it's
Oof.
so bad. You have to gently exfoliate,
Oh,
okay?
yeah. That sounds like quite, beauty is pain, but a little too far kind of thing.
Too much pain. We're learning to undo all the things in the 90s that we thought were correct. They were wrong. They were wrong. Oh, the yes. Whole time.
I mean, I'm interested to see in the future, like, what do you think would be some beauty trend that's happening right now that, like, is going to be outdated, like, pretty soon?
I feel like the, I think, like, when people look back at, like, the way we contoured, it was like, oh, wait, so, like, did everyone just look like a drag queen all the time? We're like, yeah. Kind of, yeah.
That's important, yeah. You know. You
everyone gotta... was just like, we all have to try to have this one face.
Yeah.
And we just would chisel it with paints until we got there.
Right, right. You just, yeah, you paint it on because nobody can tell 2D and 3D. I mean, even especially now with Zoom.
Now
you just
Zoom.
Put a cardboard cutout of yourself. You can get away
honestly,
with it.
Honestly, I wish I could Zoom like that. I had like the Zoom call and they wanted me to turn on my video. And I was like, I mean, I'm here. I'm listening. Do I have to?
Right. You're like, just trust.
Just that I'm participating. I'm present. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there's a chance. If I was in like a big one, you know, when we watch all these TikToks and these young kids are on it. So it's like this, they're in school and they're always like, oh, do this, like to pretend you're in class when your professor is talking. And I'm like, you know, I could see that being very, very tempting.
Because like
there's
do
like 30
the
people in there or something if they're, you know, a big grid.
I feel like you could do that if you recorded yourself and like, you know, engaging listening with your background and then set it up on an iPad.
A second slide screen.
Yeah, put it in front of the Zoom and then just mute yourself. And it's like you are present. You know?
Yeah. Oh, man. You were present for class. Like, it's going the extra mile. I think you deserve to take a break from school for a minute there. Very, very smart. Yeah. I mean, it's all these things are great. And I'm excited to see, you know, how we look back on this time and then, you know, contouring and no pants and all the things that we're doing now.
Yeah. Oof. You know what's wild though? What is kind of like the fashions are so 90s. Mm-hmm. And it's like I already lived through that once. It is blowing my mind.
What's something like, that you did not want to see come back?
Like the French cut bikini bottoms.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
yeah,
really
yeah.
like high weight, you know what I mean? Where
I've
it's like a V and then
oh,
it goes
right,
up.
Right.
And then it's just kind of thin. It's like, who is that? That is truly ugly. It's heinous.
Yeah,
and I remember
like so much trouble
looking at it just right out of the 90s. Like, I can't believe we did that. That's criminal. And it's back. And
you're
it's
like,
shocking.
We're back? Uh-huh.
And just, you know, like a matching spandex set. So it'll be kind of like a kind of sports bra looking top that is matched with a high-waisted bike short. Also
oh,
of spandex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
sure.
the real.
Why
with
not?
A fanny pack. Straight. I mean, my mom wore
oh,
that.
Fanny packs.
My mom wore that in the 90s. Just running around town with a baseball cap. Also back. And a scrunchie?
You know?
Oh my God. I can't tell what year it is.
Right. It's super weird. And every like movie that's like coming of age movie is all either placed in the past or is like weirdly styled as if it's a different decade. Like definitely 80s and a lot of 90s. And I feel like it's like, whoa. And then people and then the kids bring in that because they're like, well, I just want to look like I'm in, you know, Stranger Things or whatever. And you're like, okay. But
okay.
It's also... You know, that's the past, but also Stranger Things.
Oh my God. But like, you know, a camisole with like a stripe, you know, a skinny stripe.
So
yes,
90s. That's right. Those are really in. It's good. It's good. You know, we just want to be anywhere but here and now, honestly. I think
no one wants to actually be present for what. Yeah. The artist is not present.
Thanks. But speaking of, do you have any, you know, this is sort of the time we get into the positivity hour.
Yeah, you're like, Danielle,
second
turn it
half
on,
of the hour.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, you're obviously a very funny, bringing all the reality show things. But yeah, if you have any, you know, sort of things that you've learned either during quarantine or through the years of being a comedian that helps you cheer up or gets through the day?
Things that I have learned. Oof. Oh, man.
Simple question, you know, just summarize your whole life.
Right. You know, up to this moment, this day, your whole life has been leading yeah. here. When I moved into my place, in my room, I put a desk and I just started adding stuff to it, like bags of arts and crafts supplies or books and just, oh, now I have Christmas decorations. I don't really know what to do them here. I'll just like put them on top of the desk or under the desk or around the desk. And it just slowly turned into a mountain of stuff, basically making half of my room completely unusable. Just like this huge pile of shit. And I cleaned that off. I cleaned out my desk. I have a desk now. I'm not commandeering the living
Congratulations.
Room anymore. To Big. Write. It's huge. But like literally like this desk behind me, this whole table, this decorative table was like in the space where my mountain of shit was. And now I have space for this beautiful background.
Yeah.
And I have a desk me next too. To me. It's a big area. Just was overtaken by stuff. And so I learned that if you put your mind to it, you can do it.
Beautiful, poetic. But yeah, no, I mean, I definitely have a lot of, I'm not the cleanest person. And I, you know, I think I'm pretty good. Like, it's weird because I'll have certain things where I'm like, I got to make sure the dishes are clean. That's sort of where I want there to be space. But then in my room, I've got clothes everywhere.
Yeah, no, no. Oh my
gosh. I just like create a mountain of clothing. Mm-hmm. And so then for some reason, I'm totally fine with that. But then in the kitchen, I'm like, can we make sure the glasses are like stacked? You know?
Yeah, it's like, this is, we actually have them all facing out. Not yeah, in. Exactly. It's just,
can we do logo out for our mugs or no, just not that bad. But yeah, I mean, I've been messy my whole life. And, you know, I thank all the people who have lived with me and haven't totally committed murder or suicide. But it's a tough thing. But I think, you know, especially now because we really have to live in our spaces,
yeah.
It probably is more motivating. Do you like to listen to stuff when you clean, or are you kind of like a, you know, I don't know, listen to music or do anything extra or just only the cleaning?
I can listen to stuff. Yeah. Listen,
yeah.
Sure.
Because I've been really into that. I think that helps me not think about it as such of a chore.
Yeah.
It's like your ears aren't occupied.
Once I'm just like in the groove. Yeah. But I mm-hmm. think like the first big, because it, it's so big and so massive and it's like, oh, this giant mess. How am I even going to begin? But then just to like, okay, one bag at a time, one thing at a time. And then you start to see the progress and it's like, oh, this is
yeah
manageable and doable. And I don't know. It made me feel good. It made me feel pretty like, okay, we're getting somewhere. We're doing some things. And it felt good to write at my desk. And it was like, yeah, I'm motivated to write. This is where I write and not just in my bed or like in the living room where I'm like bothering people and or not being motivated because I'm in my bed. But it's for sleeping.
right. It's like, huh, I feel like it's comfy enough where I could go to bed where I sleep. Yeah, that is a thing that people are saying, you know, designate a space or whatever. But I also got a little, because I have a table desk that's pretty much just a surface, right? Mm-hmm. And so then when I had like stacks of paper and stuff, it's all kind of just like on the desk. But then I got from IKEA like a little drawer thing that I can slide under the desk, and that's been revolutionary.
Like it's a filing cabinet almost?
Yeah, it's luckily, because I didn't want to get a filing cabinet because I don't really do that, but it's like just little drawers.
Nice.
So they're all like this size.
Awesome.
So just like a, you know, tiny little drawers, but it's good for like, okay, I'll stick like these pens in there because I don't need them on my desk all the time.
Yeah.
And that's been like super helpful, even though I still have crap on my desk. But but yeah, it's like nice to kind of be like, oh, I'm an adult. I can store things now.
Yes. The organization of storage, having designated spaces for designated things, that's huge. And like, I think just like when I moved into my place, like I had gone from living in San Francisco where I was sharing like an apartment with like three other people So, and oh, wow. you know, and I was just like going out every night. So it was like literally just like, oh, it's a place I shower and like keep my clothes. Like,
yeah, your locker room in the city.
I was just in and out, did not care. Like, nothing was organized. It was again piles of clothes, like either on the bed or on the floor in the closet.
Nice.
And then I went to my mom's because after my accident, and so it was like now I was in like a small room with like all of just stuff, you know, so just piles on piles of things because like I had lived in an apartment.
sure yeah.
And then I moved in my place, and so nothing had like a place. It wasn't like, okay, well, I'm gonna set up the wall that I had in my bedroom over here with the same organization system. I just have right, anyone right. Like, I was like, mean? I guess things go in this area. And so, and then no, sure. things grand plans turned into mountains of stuff.
Yeah, that's very natural. I also find that it's like hard to buy more stuff to organize stuff if you feel like you have a lot of stuff already, you know? Yeah. It feels counterintuitive.
Yeah.
So like even buying these drawers, I was like, I don't know, because what if I want to move? And then is that another thing I got to bring with me after having just moved, you know? And so it definitely felt a little weird.
I get overwhelmed. I know that's part of it. By the choice.
Sure.
You know, I'm like, oh, there's infinite options with the internet. You can just keep searching and searching and searching. And then it's like, well, actually, do I want a drawer or do I want this chest? Or like, right?
Am I a chest person?
Right? You're like, well, now they have a system that is comprised of ropes and pulleys. And it's like, should I do that? Things are going exactly. crazy. Just like looking at,
yeah,
you just so get deeper options. And deeper. And you're like, what was I looking for?
It's so hard. I mean, even now, yeah, it's just like, okay, well, then maybe I should watch this YouTube video on how to like build this thing, or like, you know, it's, yeah. it just feels like, oh, well, maybe that lifestyle is the one I want. And
right.
I don't know. And then is this the best deal, or can I wait a week and then maybe they're going to be cheaper? You know, it's just.
Yeah. Am I a person that seals rustic furniture that I've refinished with wax? Like, I don't know. How did I get on this part of the internet?
You know? Yeah. That's the most, yeah, that's a very common thing. I mean, I even going down like every craft that we can do now that we are home, it's like, oh, maybe I should get into resin art because that's a thing.
That
looks really pretty. And, you know, maybe I could make a comb out of a resin and flowers. Like, it's like, what? Who am I thinking I am?
Who is this for? Oh, we can make gifts. Like this set of 50. You can make 50.
Right. I can make 50 of them. Great. Perfect. Exactly what I need. Oh, but that's tricky. But I'm glad that, you know, a little cleanup goes a long way.
Yeah.
And then how about your sort of general, I don't know, figuring out the schedule of your life? You know, I know that's very, personally, it's hard for me because I need a lot of external, you know, discipline yeah. sometimes. But I don't know if you've learned any fun things there.
Man, I've learned that it's okay to not be so hard on yourself. I think that I was very, the initial push to like stay busy and productive was really took a toll on me because I feel like I'm a pretty busy and productive person. Like outside of this, like most nights are spent performing stand-up. I was like getting to a point where I was like shooting a lot and had like meetings and auditions and like self, you know what I mean? Just like my days were kind of full doing work. And it was good. And it was like, oh, okay, well, I have to like fly out on this day. And you know what I mean? Like I had stuff. And so to just go from that to be like, well, I have all this time, but I feel like I should be occupying it with like productive things. Now all of a sudden, okay, do I have to like start an IG live show or a Zoom show or do this or do like, it just like it stressed me out in a way where I just was like, I don't want to be forced to create in this way. I feel like there is a gun to my head and there is a space race. Right. There is a digital space race to go viral and I don't want any part of it.
That's so true. A digital space race to go viral is a great way to put it. Yeah, it's like, I don't know, how am I supposed to figure out Instagram Live when everybody else is like, you know,
literally know, Instagram Live trying to wouldn't just keep let their lives together. Live. They would not let me go live one day. My friend Madison and I. Oh no, it says my internet connection is unstable.
Oh no. Okay. It's okay. I can still see you. It's just a little lower.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I think you're back.
Is it back? Okay.
I think so.
Is it good?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. The first, like, once we knew quarantine was happening at least until March 15th, or not March 15th, like, for 2 weeks when when Garcetti said, oh, it's just 2 weeks. 2 weeks in March.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we were like, so young. That's so cute. That's so wow. We it's just so wild that people really thought, like, yeah, 14 days and we're done. Yeah, a global pandemic, right. 14 days. You know, Italy is just like, people are dying. Right. Every like, day.
You know, maybe death. Just, yeah.
14 days. That's it. but. My friend Madison and I, she was like, let's go live every day. We'll have like a talk show. It'll be at like, you know, 11 a.m. And Instagram, we tried to go live one day and Instagram was like, too many people are trying to go live right now.
They put a cap on it? Oh my God. Please try.
They just like did not have the servers to handle all of the traffic of everyone just trying to be live.
That's true. I mean, it's remarkable at that it's been able to work as it has, you know, just because everybody's tuning in and people are like broadcasting video, which is really hard, you know.
Well, I'm glad that they're doing like they finally figured out the interface for laptops and desktops.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Because before you could look at pictures on your laptop and desktop, but you couldn't messenger, couldn't watch live, stories were really spotty, but now they've like fully upgraded the interface to work with laptops and desktops.
Changing the game. That's good. I mean, I have watched a live from my desktop.
It's nice.
Or my laptop or whatever.
You don't have to hold your phone up. I'm tired of holding my phone. I'm tired.
My wrists need a break. Yeah.
What's a wrist surgeon called? Person that operates on the wrist. I know an orthopedic is, you know, the foot.
Oh, right.
And the knees.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? What's an arm-based surgeon? Wrist,
joints, card, arms. Maybe I don't know. Maybe still it's just ortho. Like a generic
Perhaps
bone.
It's still orthopedic. Who knows?
Yeah, it's just like kind of
My
bones at large.
My cousin is literally like, I think, a wrist surgeon. I'm so rude.
Okay.
I need to ask my cousin Nikki.
Yeah, so what is it that they call you now?
So what is it that they call you? Because everyone, this pandemic is going to keep you busy. Everyone with their wrist-based trauma from scrolling and going live, doing a front-facing camera.
Yeah, our wrists are not cut out for this. Good we didn't selfie. Work out our wrists.
Our wrists just weren't built for this.
Yeah, I know. We got to do workouts.
You got to stay strong. Is wrong. This is the workout, but
that's good.
No, I think I think once I kind of like gave myself time and permission to be like angry and let it go, it's like, okay, this is what we do now. We get up, I've been making ginger turmeric lemon shots.
You know, is that like a sort of detox thing? I had kind of heard of something like that
not
before,
like a,
but just lemon and ginger.
Not like a detox, like more just like immunity boosting shots. So like turmeric and ginger, garlic as well. Those are all like really like good like anti-inflammatories or like good for like your immunity, like in your immune system and stuff like that. And like, it's like, well, you know, that's important, I guess. But it's the kind of shit like, I would never do that before. That's not part of my daily routine, but I have the time. So
Right. You're not normally chopping up a bunch of turmeric.
I'm normally truly not. But yesterday I scrubbed a bunch of fresh turmeric, put it in the blender, hit it with a magic bullet. Now I'm freezing it so I can chop it up into cubes. Oh, and then every time I need to make a batch for the week, I pop it in with some coconut milk, some ginger, a little black pepper, some orange juice, and some lemon juice. Shake it
That's
up.
That's great.
And then those, you know, drink it.
Toss it back.
Toss it back every day. But it's just like, I don't know, doing that, it's like, okay, I can do that. And like my roommate.
I love doing that stuff.
Uh-huh. My roommate G has been really good about keeping our house on track. That's honestly like because I have a mom. No. No, G is G's the house mom, but she's like, okay, every day we start making dinner at 5 and we're on a schedule. Each one of us cooks once, you know, we go, there's 3 of us. So we go through 2 rounds and then one night we order out.
Oh, how nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very egalitarian. You've got, you know, nobody feels like they're carrying too much burden, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so great. Yeah. I mean, I love doing those kinds of like, oh, I guess I have to make this special little thing, you know, whether obviously I haven't gotten into baking, but like the shot thing is cool. I'll definitely look into that. Yeah. I feel like that's
I can send you some
fun,
recipes.
Like, project. Oh, yes, yeah. Please do. We can, you know, you can get your, you can bottle it and make it a business, you know.
I am a lifestyle back influencer. To the factories. I'll rebrand.
Yeah. Yes, I can see it now. And
Danielle,
and, yeah,
my whole brand is
like,
did you know you could clean your desk? And like wellness shots.
Right. It's just like, here's a life hack. Desk. You can have one. Yeah. It could be clean. but I like, yeah, it's been weird, I think, too, just like the pressure of, you know, well, what can we do now that we technically have more time? But honestly, like the first, when we were really fresh in this situation, I was like so sucked into the news and like FaceTiming family and trying to like that. Honestly, I probably had less time just because of the time I was like wasting.
Busy.
You know?
Yeah, every conversation I have with people is like an hour, hour and a half, two hours. And it's like, I guess we just needed to get this out. Like,
I mean, it's really We're hard to places. End stuff because you're just like, I don't have to go anywhere, but
I do have to do something else.
right, exactly. So yeah, I think it's definitely good to hear from people because I think we're all kind of like, okay, or are people writing their novel or whatever, you know, silly thing everyone's saying to do when you really, you know, when it might not be the right time.
I think the productivity trap is like, I think for me, like, okay, I figured out my desk. So that has inspired me to want to write more and come up with silly ideas. I think like along the lines of like TikTok and people making just silly stuff because they find it funny or they think it's amusing. I'm more creatively inclined to do that stuff or like put down that idea and be like, why not actually instead of like shooting down all my ideas because they're not like the perfect ideas, like how about that?
No, that's great. I mean, because then that can be tough because then, you know, what do we put out if we're just complete? I mean, it has been, I think, interesting kind of. And I don't know how you feel about this, but it's sort of like with stand-up, that was kind of a lot of where I feel like ideas germinated because it was like, okay, well, I can go out and do a joke about this, see if it works. And then maybe that turns into not a joke or it does or a sketch or whatever you want to, you know, turn it into. But kind of finding that place to try things out and stuff is a little bit tricky, but, you know.
Yeah, not having that. Feedback of an audience and being able to go to open mics or, you know, a workout room or something like that. It's just,
Oh yeah. No worries. I didn't hear anything. But yeah, I think it's all, you know, it's all good. We're figuring it out. And I count like cleaning as productivity.
Yeah.
So, you know,
okay.
That's what it is.
I think, yeah.
Because it's like you did stuff and it had to happen one way or another. So
yeah, I think for me, a lot of, I guess then, okay, if we're counting it as productivity, I think a lot of the productivity I've been focused on is cleaning and organizing and just been doing stand-up for like 5.5 years. So like I've like devoted everything to it. Sounds like a girlfriend whose boyfriend just dumped her. And I'm like, I gave him 5.5 years of my life.
And he just left.
He just. Up and quit. He said, I got this new bitch named Rona, and she can do shit you can't do.
Right, right.
But, like, what a
blindsided situation.
Has been stand up, and, like, I've thrown everything at that. And a lot of the things, like, I have given up are, like, in order to be, like, productive and successful in it, right? It's like, I didn't have a clean room. I, like, gained a ton of weight because I just was, like, eating out whenever. Just, you know what I mean? My, like, I just wasn't keeping, like, actually a good schedule or taking care of myself. So now it's like, well, I have time to do that. So let's.
Cool, yeah.
Clean your house.
I mean, yeah.
And organize.
There's a lot of parallels.
Make the wellness shots, you know, just. But, like, take the time to, like, do the things that I used to really enjoy and like to do. That I didn't have. I used to not have time for because.
Yeah.
Stand up and comedy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I know. I witnessed your hustle with the, you know, Danielle's on all the shows, you know, so I
you're like, we're in the writer's room. You're still doing shows like a maniac.
I acknowledge, yeah, exactly. I was like, okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow. No, I acknowledge your hard work and what you put in, but I like your, you know, parallels with the breakup. It is sort of like, you know, okay, now you get to get, you know, you have to get to know yourself, mm-hmm. work on yourself, yeah. things like that, that I think are always, you know, maybe not enjoyable at first, but then it's kind of like, okay, well, you know, he didn't want me, so I don't want him.
Right, you know, but I mean, I think that's like truly, it's like I have to get to know myself without stand up or stand up as like I knew it.
Yeah.
Right. So, and that's a little scary. It is very scary.
Sure. I know. What is
more
that
than a little
bit. Yeah. I agree, though. It is true. It is like we're so used to, I think, identifying with being stand ups and being able to just sort of do this thing that kind of is always there in some form, even mm-hmm. if it's, you know, lame, terrible open mics.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't but, matter if it's like, yeah. I would kill to be like at a shitty open mic.
I know. Just like I know now.
Awful, terrible, like Sal's right. comedy hole kind of open
mic. I'm sorry. Mic. Yeah, yeah. Listen.
Oh, that sounds again. Yeah, yeah. amazing right now. But I think, Never. Yeah, like being able to like face myself and figure out who am I outside of that and like, yeah.
Sweet.
What are my hobbies and interests? Am I puzzle girl?
Yeah, what do we do for fun? Yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a really big reckoning. But yeah, I mean, I know we're kind of wrapping up here, so I don't want to keep you too long. But if there's anything, any last tips of positivity or also just plug in where people can find you on the cloud.
On the cloud.
Instagram Live.
On the,
when it
on
works.
The singularity? Is that where people
Yeah, can when we all upload into the big cloud in the sky, you know. Literally.
Okay, positivity. I follow a lot of fox accounts. I love foxes. I think
okay.
they're the cutest.
First,
animals.
I was thinking you followed like Fox News to like make fun of them or something. You know, you're like,
seriously?
I follow them just to realize that they're insane.
No, please
Which,
don't.
Yeah.
If you're
be.
Watching a bunch of blonde bobbleheads, you're tuned on to the wrong fox. That is the wrong fox.
Right. We're talking
Instagram.
Red,
we're talking red foxes. We're talking gray foxes. We're talking Ooh. White foxes. All the foxes. Juniper Fox.
Oh.
I love her. She's really cute. There's like this other like cute. Fox rescue. Honestly, just go on Instagram and search Fox and you'll find. So search Fox Rescue, actually. And then because that's the people that, like, take in foxes that have been rescued from, like, furriers or, like, breeders. And they just, like,
oh, wow. I didn't even
rehabilitate
know.
Them. And they show them playing and feeding. And it's just, I love the foxes. They're so cute. And then you're like,
great.
I want one. And then you're like, absolutely not. You see how much work it is.
So,
and you're like,
yeah.
no
Many
way.
Stages of fox grief. Got it. I love a good animal Instagram.
I love following animal instas. Animal is so peaceful. Little bunnies. I like Cinderblock, that fat gray cat. Remember that video of him in on a treadmill submerged in water? And he didn't want to do the treadmill, so he was like off of it and just had one paw on the treadmill.
Oh,
and he's just a big fat baby. Can... His name is Cinderblock.
Oh, I love he's it. He's a chunky it's so chunker.
I love him.
What a smart boy.
I love that.
Just, taking it in stride.
Also, none of these are my things. I'm like, if you like musical theater and you love musical theater, it was Stephen Sondheim's 90th birthday this past weekend. And a bunch of just amazing musical theater performers, like Broadway stars and like movie stars who, love the stodge. They perform songs. They did basically a Zoom concert, which is amazing because you get to see people's homes, which is the most vulnerable thing someone can show you.
That's very important.
Bernadette Peters, Patti LuPone, but really the highlight was Ladies Who Lunch. Okay. Meryl Streep. Okay. In a Robe.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. I did see screen grabs. I did not even know it was happening, and so then I didn't watch it, but then there's a recording.
It's towards the end. Yeah, you can look it up on YouTube. Okay. It's 2 hours long, which is a great thing to kind of have in the background, but also if you watch the last 15-20 minutes, you'll catch the heavy hitters. Okay, that's when they bring out the big guns.
Thanks for that insider tip. Yeah. That is very key. Nice.
But you can find me on Instagram and Twitter. Diva Deluxe, no E at the end. I do Zoom comedy shows and Instagram live comedy. I do comedy wherever they'll have me virtually now. That's the thing, so... Yeah.
Amazing.
Hit me up. DM me if you want me to be on your show. I will gladly do it. Thankful for the stage time.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you again for doing the podcast and bringing all the great, wellness shot information.
I'm going to give you that recipe. It's
beauty
great.
Tips.
Yes.
I'm ready. Yeah.
Korean
yeah,
skincare.
So I'll be,
okay. Just
you're gonna,
moisturize.
Yeah. Next time you see me,
serum,
going to be so detoxed and non-inflammatory. I won't be inflamed. Yeah, no, it's important. I do love that stuff. So thank you. Hey, so thanks for listening to that episode. That was Danielle Perez, hilarious comedian. Make sure to watch more of her stuff to give yourself a laugh during these fun times. Also, because it's one of the first episodes of May, I just want to give a shout out because it is APAHM officially, which is Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. That's right. I know what that acronym is. It's really cool. I know we talk a lot about Asian American stuff on this podcast, and I'm Asian American, and you might be too, or if you're not, still fun for the whole family. So yeah, just hope you guys are going to have another great month indoors, and take care of yourselves. Thanks. Bye.